In Gresham, you have a mix of local working class people, economic migrants from Eastern Europe, and asylum seekers from all over the world.
I'll give you an interesting example. A month ago, someone tried to stab me in the ward, made the headlines. I tried to intervene in a fight. I saw this guy with a knife to a girl. I had a knife to her throat. I went over to intervene.
Sajid Khan is an independent Middlesbrough councillor that represents the Gresham ward.
Nothing changes around here again. No police presence, no council presence. And this is a frequent daily thing.
The BBC has obtained the minutes of a meeting held last year of the North East Migration Network. Attending this meeting included people from the Home Office, Cleveland Police and Middlesbrough Council. It was recorded that Inspector Dan Madison from Cleveland Police expressed concerns about a rise in community tensions and an increase in street fighting in Middlesbrough.
This is where it's starting from. You can see the community tension outside Tesco's, outside Sainsbury's and Parliament, outside Crescent Road. The tension is visible.
We asked Cleveland Police for an interview about Inspector Madison's comments. They declined to give us one. In a statement, they said the comments were made in the context of a discussion around the wider picture of crime and antisocial behaviour, including how agencies could understand issues between different groups at an international level and how this may impact on the dispersal of asylum seekers locally. In a statement, the Home Office said it works closely with providers and local authorities to ensure that the impact of asylum dispersals are considered and acted on. This includes closely monitoring existing arrangements and the impact on community cohesion.
It feels very settled community to me.
Brenda Thompson is the councillor responsible for supporting communities.
I believe what Cleveland Police are saying because I've got my ear very close to the ground. I'm in and out of these wards.
So community tensions are rising?
Community tensions are not rising. The community is settled. I've spoken to the police yesterday. I think you need to try and speak to the police yourself.
We tried.
Well, I've spoken to the police yesterday. I've spoken to some of the ward councillors. I've been in the wards myself.
Let us make one point very clear. The asylum community is not the sole reason behind the claims that community tensions in places like Gresham are rising. But the asylum community, along with many other different people, will have to find ways of tackling the various challenges that do exist in this part of the town. Andy MacDonald is Middlesbrough's MP.
If there are issues that arise that where tensions are surfacing, we want our authorities, our police officers, to be able to be there to listen to what people have to say and intervene where necessary. But that's not something that's exclusive to an area where asylum seekers are seeking refuge. That goes right across all our communities across Teesside.